You're listening to the Cafe Anime Podcast. Now for your hostess, Reyuse. Enjoy. For joining me, Reyuse, on another episode of Kanpai Anime, the podcast. I'm sorry for having to disappear off the faces of Earth for the last several weeks. I have very, very busy. College life and other many things. But let's get down to business. This is Kanpai Anime Podcast. You can visit our web blog, which is kanpaianime.wordpress.com. We have a MySpace, which I don't visit very often. We have the actual podcast page itself from podomatic.com, and you can visit my DeviantArt, K9's DeviantArt, and many other things. We have a Twitter, and also you can always talk to me on Skype. I'm available on Skype 24/7. It's my personal and obviously podcast Skype name. So do visit. It's Kanpai Anime, which is a Skype name. And if this is the first time, I don't touch on anime anymore, let's just put it like that. I touch on mostly J-pop and dramas, and of course some new trends of the Japanese culture. So, I'm going to go ahead and get down to business. My name is Reyuse. Welcome to the show, second season, episode 3 or 4, I'm not sure. Halloween has passed, I would like to call it a reason to cosplay holiday, and no one would yell at you. Celebration, aka Halloween, and I was injured during that time, so I was unable to do anything. But my costume was originally a homemade costume. It was a ringleader of a circus, red and black, and I had a mask on and a top hat and everything. Very, very awesome. Yet I could not enhance it or show it off. Basically, my apologies. I do not have any pictures, but. From what I hear, from the looks of it, it looks like Halloween's just another excuse to drink, so, and have a party. So, all of you who's out there, you're never too old to go get candy. You're never too old to get dressed. Now, many people do get dressed for many other reasons, but that's just me. Moving on, this episode, I will be reviewing one J-drama, and having the J-pop song of the year. Yeah, I can't talk. Not of the year, of this episode. So, let me go ahead and tell you the J-drama. The J-drama is called The Quiz Show, second season. Now, I say second season because I didn't watch the first season, but I find the second season more intriguing because there's people, actor-wise, that I know in this season. It's 10 episodes, and the theme song, the ending song, was by my favorite boy band, Arashi. It's called Ashita no Kyoku, means yesterday of something. Cannot remember. I can't translate 100% right now. But the cast list is quite impressive. It's Sakurai Sho as Kamiya Satoru, he is from Arashi. Yokoyama Yu from Honma Toshio, and he's from Kanjani 8, which is, that's the band that the J-pop song of the episode is from. We have Matsura Aya as Reina, and I like her. She's a good actress. We have many others as well, I believe. That's all I should point out for now. A great cast list, it keeps you on your feet. It's a very suspenseful kind of deal. The synopsis of the quiz show J-drama is, Sakurai plays a host of a live TV quiz program. On the show, contestants who achieve 7 correct answers of the question, answer 7 questions correctly, win 10 million yen, which is, that means it's about $100,000. And those who get 8, and then you get a chance, after you win the 10 million yen, you get the opportunity to go for Dream Chance. And Dream Chance is you win your dream. And your dream can be anything ridiculous, but it will come true. Something obviously that's possible. You can't wish Mars to become an Earth. Now, if you did that, that'd be awesome. Good luck with that. But basically, the TV program, which is Ginga TV, translated as Galaxy TV, grants your wish. Of course, there's always a trick to this, ne? You can never have a quiz show without tricks. I'm going to go ahead and get some music. I'm going to go ahead and play the ending theme here. Should be quiet enough. But, okay. Back to what I was saying. Questions are, they start off quite innocently. Innocently enough to make people laugh. Like, say, what is deoxyribonucleic acid mean? I mean, what is the, you know, short term of it? And obviously the answer is DNA. If you don't know that, go study. But they start off innocently. But the questions gradually become harder and more personal as they go into the contestants' past crimes or indiscretions, presenting them the dilemma of having to confess their guilt in order to win. Sakurai Show's character, Kamiyama, MC Kamiyama. MC means Master of Communication? Masters of Communications, which is basically a host of any show, but they call it MC in Japan. MC Kamiyama has also a mysterious past, and you'll start to notice this as you go on and on. I'm going to spoil this, obviously, because that's the whole point of giving you a summary of the J-drama. Of course, before Kamiyama became a show host, an accident left him in a vegetative state for 6 years, which is a coma, which means he lost most of his memories of exactly what caused him to be in this accident. Now, Kamiyama is somewhat connected to Honma. Honma is Yokoyama Yu's character. He's very manipulative. He likes to manipulate Kamiyama to get what Honma wants, and Honma wants Kamiyama to suffer because of that accident. Both of them is connected to it somehow. They were high school friends. Let's go ahead and give you that. They were high school best friends, and something happened to make it where Honma hates Kamiyama's guts. Now, the TV show gets amazing ratings, like 30%, which is physically not possible. I mean, normal ratings would be around 10 or above. 12 would be a good rate. 15 would be a good rating for most TV shows, great rating. But 30, impossible. But this show does, because of the whole personal thing and getting in, you know, making people become admitting they did a crime. Quite interesting. Love it, right? You gotta love suspense and everything. And the funny thing is that the way they set it up, it doesn't involve only Kamiyama and Honma. It involves the other cast of characters as well. Because Honma, he plays the director of the TV program. And then our producer, she gets involved, very much involved with that as well, because she was somewhat connected to his accident as well. And so is one other girl and this other girl. It's quite intriguing. I recommend it for those who like suspense, who likes to watch people fight for the benefit of public, for the better of the, for, you know, whatchamacallit, I can't think of the word, what's that word they use for judging, justice, they like to fight against justice. Basically, there's a lot of whole, like, oh, I should have died, blah, 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 and, oh, that person's not worth living, oh, yeah, and of course, Kamiyama, not knowing his past at all, gives him a harsh lecture, and it's very real, it's suspenseful, popular, it's been done. It started in April of 2009, and ended in June of 2009, quite recent. Well, to me, it's quite recent. And it aired around 11 o'clock at night? Yes, 11 o'clock, so it was a late night show, most kids wouldn't watch it. Still great. The ratings were, the lowest ratings it had was a 9.9. The highest was 14.6 was being its last episode, 10 episodes. And they got an award for best theme song. Arashi, you rock. But yes, I recommend you go watching the quiz show. You can find it on... you can find it on mysojudramacrazy.net. You can also download it, download subbed videos from the Live Journal communities. You can find them. Now I'm going to go ahead and tell you a little bit about the song, the J-pop song of the episode. Kan Johnny 8. I'm going to play a song here in the background. Ni hao. Alright, Kan Johnny 8. I personally think the name of Kan Johnny 8 got from, because they're from the Kansai area of Japan, and Johnny, which means, you know, they're from the Johnny's Entertainment Agency. But the way it's spelled, Kan Johnny 8, is spelled K-A-N-G-A-N-I with an infinity sign, which is a sideways 8. They are a Japanese... They are a J-pop band, 7-man band of music entertainment group hailing from the Kansai region, one of the many top units under the talent agency Johnny's and Associates. And signs in their record label is the Techiku Records. They were formed in 2002 when they were still juniors, which is basically backup dancers of other popular idols of the Johnny's Entertainment, or AKA JE. They made a CD debut in 2004 as Johnny's Modern Enka Group. Now, I'll go ahead and give you a little more in-depth on what Enka is. I call it an old style of singing, but it resembles traditional music in a very stylistic form, basically. Basically. And while their releases continue to classify as under Enka, they're constantly breaking records. Sorry, that was an odd pause for the episode. I had an interruption there, so I had to delete it and everything. But Kan Johnny 8 has a very strong image of being funny and loud, you know, traits that are stereotypically connected with the people from the Kansai region. More specifically, Osaka, since six of the members are from Osaka. And they pride themselves on being Osakans. It's kind of like being a Texan. People associate y'all and cowboys and cattle with us, necessarily. Quite true, but we are not as Western as we may seem. We're quite diverse. But moving on, they are very talented. Let me go ahead and introduce you to the members of Kan Johnny 8, starting from the oldest, which is Yokoyama Yu. He's not sure exactly how to put him. He's a cynical side to him. Let's put it like that. He's known as the mastermind of crimes and, you know, jokes and pranks. He's very funny. He has amazing communication skills and stuff like that. You'll notice him. He's a Black Ranger. Remember, keep that in mind. He's Black. So no, he's not Black as an African American, but he's a Black Ranger. Then we have Shibutani Subaru, and he is the main vocal lead to Kan Johnny 8. He has an amazing vocal range, but I find it a little too much vibrato when it comes to singing, holding out a line. Other than that, he's a great voice. He can play the guitar as well. He's the Red Ranger. Then we have Murakami Shingo. He is like the voice of Kan Johnny 8. Whenever they're on talk shows or having a show of their own, he talks. He's basically their mouth. Even though they're all loud, he's kind of like he's a filter. He knows exactly what to say, but he tends to have a little hole in his filter once in a while. But he is the purple ranger, or Nasu, which means eggplant, which is the color purple. Keep that in mind still. Next one is Maruyama Ryuhi. Close to my favorite name, Ryusei, but it's Ryuhi. Instead of an S, it's an H. So sad. He's orange. He is extremely funny. He loves to have his own pranks. He's very good at one-line jokes on the spot. He has a great humor. He doesn't act his age, yet He's an interesting character. He believes in all the spiritual stuff, so he has his little praying beads and praying bead bracelet on one arm. He sprinkles salt in a hotel when he goes around, feeling much better and cleansed. So funny. He's orange. Then we have, and he also plays the bass. My bad. He plays the bass. Yasuda Shota. He is Blue Ranger. He has blonde hair. Very easy. He's very short. Probably as short as Ono Satoshi, but then again, Ono Satoshi's short in general. But he plays the guitar so well. It's amazing. He mostly does the backup voices, like the high backup voices when it comes to like most songs. Not in the chorus. Chorus, I think they all sing together most of the time. Not all the time. Yasuda, he's Blue Ranger. Next one is very famous among Kanjani 8 because he's in two J groups. He's in Kanjani 8, he's also in News. News I will touch up on later. But his name is Nishikido Ryo. He is the Yellow Ranger. He's a sexy Osaken boy, man, my bad. He's known for that. And he's also a Do-S, which means the saddest. He gets angry quite easily. Put it like that. So, ladies, Last but not least is the youngest of the current Kanjani 8, which is Okura Tadayoshi, and he plays the drums beautifully. Oh, which reminds me, Ryo plays the guitar, but Okura plays drums so well. He Okura, Ryo, and Subaru is three popular guys of Kanjani 8 because they sing main vocals most of the time. Now, you wonder why am I introducing seven members when the name of the group is Kanjani 8? Originally, they were an eight-man group, and Hiroki was part of it, but he gets suspended from both Kanjani 8 and News. He was in both groups as well. He got suspended for underage drinking. So, and he's back on the entertainment, world now, being an individual, not in part of the group anymore. So we're still waiting to see if he's going to join back in the group. But he has an amazing voice as well. They have a lot of comedian duos or manzais basically, and they make their own jokes. You can't help it if you're really loud and everything. But they recently released a new song called Kyujo Show. It's a single, and they're part of their mini album. Along came with that CD came with Brilliant Blue, Hitsuto no Uta, which means our song. I think so. Uta means to sing. And then Cinemac. And what's the other song? Oh, well, Kyujo Show. There you go. Ha. And Kyujo Show was number one automatically when it came out. Very popular now. It's great. It has a groovy feel. It has a lot of vocal jazz to it as well. And it's a rock, so it's quite, I call it groovy. It has an old-fashioned sense to it. You'll immediately figure it out, even though you won't recognize the words most of the time. Now, why did I tell you that their colors? Their latest subgroup, which is Eito Renjo. Eito is E. Eito, which is eight, but the way they say it in Japan, Eito Rangers, which is basically the Power Rangers, and it's their alter ego. It's instead of having two out of the seven guys have a comedian skit, this is the comedian skit of all seven of them. They have their own theme song and everything, and the color is of their costume. Yokoyama is black, Subaru is red, Murakami Shingo is Natsu, which is purple, Maruyama, which is Ryuhi, is orange, Yasuda is blue, Nishikido Ryo is yellow, and Okura is green. And according to the group, Yokoyama, the oldest, who's the Black Ranger, he's in charge of writing the lyrics for the Eight Rangers songs that they have, and also the skit as also their scripts as well, keeping it fresh and allowing the audience to be entertained. They feature Eight Ranger in all their concerts. It's usually the same to a sense, but sometimes they change up. It's hysterical beyond reason. I recommend you go watching it on YouTube. They have it on YouTube, I swear. But they are mostly famous for Ito Rangers, their singles, and the song, the instruments they play. I mentioned that they play instruments because they actually play for real instruments at their concerts. Not being the dancing, singing type with strange costumes and flashy outfits. They also play drums and guitars and bass and piano and cymbals. Okay, not cymbals, Congo drums? Congo drums. So, they're actually a real life band. But I'm gonna go ahead and let you listen to the newest single, which hits number one charts lately until this week. This week, Arashi's My Girl hit number one because it just came out with the this the album came out just yesterday on 11/11. Congrats to that. But please enjoy Kyujo Show by Kanjani8. This is Ryusei, your hostess. Come visit. You can also email me at kanfanime@gmail.com. I'm sorry for that absence. Yes, absence. There is a reason to it. I've torn my ACL and I've been in and out for about a month now, trying to arrange my surgery and my physical therapist and everything. So surgery's been confirmed for next month after my finals. I'm fine, everybody. I'm just crutching around campus, which campus is too big and too hilly for the goods of it. But let me go ahead and show you Kyujo Show by Kanjani8. Thank you for joining me. This is where you say cheers to all J-pop and K-pop and songs around the world. Good night.
Yeah. からこんなに近くにある涙風